Women are the problem.
Love Talk Radio.
How can let's keep it all the way real, guys. Let's keep it all the way real. Okay? Juice, you missed it. Yeah, you missed it. We playing the money. What I'm saying is this. Is if a woman or a little girl has met you in elementary school, and let's go 5th, 6th, 7th, for 7 years. She's got 7 years on most of you guys. From the 5th grade to the 12th grade, she's been running into the same thing. Jay, let me see. I can't talk about membership shit, brother. I can't talk about that. I can't talk about membership stuff. I can't talk about membership stuff. But what I'm saying is this. What you guys have to understand that you guys don't get is that if she knows you since the 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10, 11, and 12th grade, that's 7 years. Thank you, DG. That's 7 years of preparing herself for the outside world. But what you guys don't understand is that when she gets out of high school and she runs into you grown-ass men that act like in high school, who's got the high ground? Who do you think is controlling the game when she knows you? How do you think you're going to defeat an opponent that's got 7 years on you? 7 years. 7 years. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? 7 years. And what I'm saying about the 7 years is it's not you growing as a man. It's your behaviors that are still stuck in high school. She knows the guy or the kid that has no confidence because she studied him for 7 years. The kid that has anxiety problems, studied him for 7 years. The guys that beat around the bush, become her friends, hang out with her, and walk on eggshells, gentlemen. She has met you before in high school, junior high or elementary school. So when she gets out into the real world and sees you and your behaviors are the same as they are in high school, how do you expect her to think? Think about that. Think about that, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines. I got a question. Go ahead and put it in there. We got you. We chopping it up. But I'm going to get to some man shit to get to some solutions and shit, okay? Gentlemen, as a man, I always try to tell you guys to walk on the tightrope. Because if you kind of put too much weight to the left, you'll fall off. Too much weight to the right, you'll fall off. And that's why you got to make sure, and what I'm saying, gentlemen, as grown men, you've got to have balance, meaning you can't do too much of one thing without doing the other and balancing it out. But what is the balance I'm talking about? You guys want sex, and there's nothing here. So there's an imbalance. You got to have balance, brothers. I see a question. Let me answer that question real quick. Let me get your question, brother. K-Dog, question. Why would a woman risk the possibility that some unstable guy could snap on a situation like that? Wait, why would a woman risk the possibility? Well, but, all right, K-Dog, listen, very good question. But this is why women are cautious. If you looked at that video I played, That woman waited 3 months. That means she vetted him for 3 months. You guys got to understand women are cautious nowadays. And they're not just going to mess with any old body if they feel some kind of way. Remember, gentlemen, if there's no balance, this is the key thing here about manhood, gentlemen. Manhood. Good question, K-Dog. One thing that y'all got to understand about the game. What she say, break it down for me. Girl, I'm about to break that shit down. Be patient. I got it. I'm about to break it down. What I'm saying to you guys is this. Even as I showed you guys earlier with the balance and the importance of the balance, okay? The balance that you have to have, as we showed you before, okay? You got to have an idea. You got to mix that down. You got to carry the message. You got to decode what she's saying and get her feedback. That y'all ain't even doing that shit. What I'm saying as far as balance, remember, the balance that you have to have is you got to get past the first road block. And most of you don't understand that's the strongest current. The first roadblock is her saying that you're not like everybody else. The first roadblock that you must pass with 99, I'm going to make it generalized, with most women is you've got to pass the roadblock of saying that I'm not like everybody else. Because if you are like everybody else, then guess what? You've got work to do. That guy in that video was like everybody else. Thirsty, desperate, needy. He tried to flaunt his money. He tried to take it to a fancy restaurant to try to show that he's one of those guys. You can't do that, man. Gentlemen, you cannot do that. You must understand in this game, gentlemen, if you cannot get past the first roadblock in the way you communicate, gentlemen, it is all about how you communicate. But there's something deeper. There's something deeper. Scribe, write this down. Make sure I talk about tapping some ass later on, okay? Scribe out. Okay, now what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is something deeper, guys, in the game that y'all don't understand that I want to talk to y'all to with y'all to y'all guys about that I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. But the thing that I'm trying to get you guys to see in this is that it is always going to be about how you feel and think about yourself. Because if you worship women, guys, the game is simple. It's not complicated. Gentlemen, it's this simple. And 919, I'll bring you in 1 second. If you worship women more than you worship yourself, you're going to either come off creepy or you're going to fall into the friend zone. That's just how it is. 919, sir, what's your question? How can I help you, brother?
Hey, what's up, Steve? I got a quick question. In my area, they just opened the speed dating back up. You know, to go back to just opened that back up. Yeah. They just opened it back up for the public so we can go back inside now.
Yes.
And I want to know how would you approach that? I know they like be speeding it up like with a time. You know, it's like 2 minutes to talk and stuff like that.
It's easy. It's just like the approach boot camp.
Okay.
You know what? Hey, listen. How you doing? My name is Steve. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to know type shit. You know what I mean? Listen, here's the bottom line. The reason I'm across from you is because you know what? You know, look, hey, you know what? How you doing? I'm not going to, listen, I don't want to know about her college. I don't want to know about what she does for a living and all that other stuff. Do you want to know when you kill it? See, most people don't understand the rules of speed dating. Y'all think that y'all just walk in and then all of a sudden you just sit down. No, my brother. You walk in and everybody's mingling first and then they sit you down. And then they go back to mingling again. Okay. What I'm saying, 919, it's in the mingling that you do to set this up. Because, see, what I want to do is I want to set the first domino by either making her laugh out loud so loud that all the other women are like, what's going on over there? Oh, who's that? What are they laughing about? Oh, my God. And by the time, well, how many minutes do you have in speed dating? How many minutes they give you? Wait, how many minutes?
I say 5, but it kind of depends. But I say, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Okay. Oh, man, that's too much time. That's more than enough time to go ahead and put some flavor in that motherfucker. I don't mean flavor to fuck. I mean flavor to let her know that there's competition, man. It's competition.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's competition. That's what I'm saying, all right? There's competition. So when you talk to her, you talk to her. I'm going to talk to her. The reason why I'm at this speed dating event, and I'm going to say that to every single one of these women. Hey, mark this shit for you. 21 minute. The 2:21 minute mark.
Okay, 2 hours and 21 minutes.
The first thing I'm going to tell these women is the reason why I'm here. Look, the reason why I'm here, I thought this would be a great place to meet a beautiful woman whose character matches her beauty. Someone that I can get to know in a more intimate way. Someone I can know more about. I want to know more. See, 15, to me as a man, 5 minutes or 15 minutes is not enough time for me to really get to know someone. So one thing I don't like to do is I don't try to crunch time and try to stick everything in. I like to take my time. That's what kind of man I am. But I can see by how you look, you have a very beautiful smile. And you know what? I would love to know more about what's behind that smile instead of sitting around and interviewing you like you're trying to apply for a job. Yeah, I'm just keeping that shit all the way real.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. I'm telling her, look, I'm serious. Look, I know. Listen, I'm a fun-loving guy. I love to have fun. And I'm looking for a woman I'm not looking for someone to match me, nor am I looking for someone like me. I'm looking for an individual, someone that loves to have fun, someone that doesn't take themselves serious, someone that wants to go beyond the what do you do for a living kind of woman. I don't have much time, and you know what? I want to take the time to let you know that, yes, you are a very attractive woman. And, yes, I would love to take you out and get to know you in a more intimate way. But one thing I cannot do and I will not do is I'm not going to be like the other guys that you're going to see next and the ones before me that's going to sit around and ask you a bunch of questions they don't really care about. I'm not saying I don't care about those questions. I'm saying what I care about is to see if your character matches your motherfucking beauty. Well, I'm going to say motherfucker. But what I'm saying is also is that this is why I'm talking to you. I just want to talk to you. I mean, this is going to be a kind of weird one, but why are you here? I mean, what is your story? You know, tell me your story of why you're here. If there's any story we can go off of, tell me why you're here. You know what them motherfuckers going to say? Because of men this and guys this and, you know, I just can't find a good guy and I can't find this and all this other stuff. I mean, you can get them gushing out with information with a simple question, but I'm not don't ask about her college. Don't ask about what she does for a living. Don't ask who she's looking for. What you want to do is not ask, and you want to force her to ask you why you're not asking her questions about her. And it's simply this. The reason I'm not asking is because I don't want to interview you. I want to get to know you.
Hey, okay.
Right, come on. That's the truth. I don't want to interview you.
Yeah.
And please don't take this wrong, but we have enough time for us to get to know each other in a more intimate way. We have enough time for us. But, my time is up. But listen, I want to let you know that I had a great time. It was very nice meeting you. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Float to the next woman. Hey, how you look at you. Wait a second. Is she want to shake her head? No. Let me get you. We'll turn you around. Oh, my God. Let's talk. How you doing? Allow me to introduce myself to you. How you doing? My name is Steve. Your name is? All right, I'll use our only woman in here, Adriana. How you doing, Adriana? How are you? It's very nice meeting you. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the reason why I'm here, hey, you know what? I thought to myself, you know what? I'm just so tired of doing something, just meeting women all the place. I'm kind of a ladies' man and shit. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that. What I'm saying is, when I get in front of that next woman, I'm gonna tell her the same damn thing. The reason why I'm here is, you know what? I think this is cool. I think it's very interesting. But see, what I'm saying is, before I even get sit down, I'm walking to all the women. Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I just want to. When I walk in that motherfucker, the first group of women. Hey, ladies, how you doing? Look, ladies. I look forward to talking to all of you, ladies. Y'all have a very, hey, y'all take care, and I'll see you when we sit down. And I'm going to go talk to the next group. How are you, ladies? Your name is? Hey, how are you? My name is Steve. And your name is? How you need to say? Your name? How you? Now, see, remember, all the guys going to be on the sideline and shit. All the guys going to be on the sideline.
Well, what is he doing? Why is he talking to all those women? I don't get it. Why is he? What is he trying to do? Is he trying to mack on those women? Why is he talking to them? What are they saying over there? Why are those women laughing? I don't know. He's trying to get an edge of on it.
I'm just guessing this shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is I'm working the motherfucking room. And I say, look, you know what? Hey, listen. I know there's a speed dating thing. How you doing? I just want to introduce my name is Steve, and I know there's a speed dating thing, but you know what? I'll make sure when I see you, I'm going to give you a little bit more extra because you know what? The reason I even came over here is because you caught my eye. You're a very attractive woman, and I look forward to seeing you number 45. Okay, you're number 45. Got it locked in my head, and I look forward to talking to you when I have the opportunity. You ladies, excuse me, I didn't mean to. You ladies, I'll go ahead and float the fuck off. Hi, all you ladies. Hey, ladies, how you doing? My name, hey, how you doing, Becky, Katrina, Portia, Tamika, and Karen, and Julie. How you ladies doing? Hey, Julie. Excuse me, ladies. Julie, how are you? Julie, can I have a moment with you, Julie? Pull her off. Come on, man. I'm biting necks and taking them motherfuckers up the tree. Rah, rah, rah. You know,
yeah.
Shit. See what I'm saying? So when I get in front of them and we're sitting down, I've already broke the ice. And you know what? How many women have you talked this way to? Baby, I'm one way. I talk to them all. I go after beautiful women. If you interest me, I'll let you know. You know what? And matter of fact, this is why I'm sitting here in front of you seeing that smile. But to me, as a man, it's just not about a smile. It's not about what you do for a living. I'm more than that. I want to know what's behind the smile. I want to know what makes you laugh. I want to know all these things. And I can't get all that out of you in 5 or fucking 10 minutes because that'll be disingenuous of me asking you basic-ass questions. I'm not a basic-ass motherfucker. You see what I'm saying, 919?
Yeah.
That's motherfucking game right there. You see that shit?
Yeah.
All right. So you got any other questions? Got to continue the show. But you have any other questions?
Yeah, just one more question.
Yeah, what's up?
You said the sex program you said is about to come out? Is it came out yet?
No, the membership. No, I'm still working on that because I'm trying to get some other things together. Oh, shit. I'm trying to get some other things together. So, yeah, I'm going to be dropping that soon. I'm just trying to work on some other things. I'm trying to clean up some stuff and get some things tightened up. So, yeah, I'm still trying to get that stuff. Yeah, trying to get more consolidation on some certain things. But once it comes out, believe me, I'm going to let that shit out the bag, brother. Believe me, okay?
Okay, cool. And this is at 2 hour 10 mark?
220 mark.
220. Okay.
Mark.
All right.
Remember, yo, brother, remember when you, before you go on that date, remember what I told you. Peroxide, toothbrush, Scope Outlast, your favorite cologne, and your goddamn towel all should be in the shower. You want to smell good? You want to, I already talked about it, but I'm not going to bring all that. I'm just saying, you want to smell good. But just smile, okay? Just smile. Okay. Just say the word ass. And that smile right there, that's an infectious smile right there. Okay?
All right.
All right, so I'll throw you back in, brother. I'll throw you back in.
All right, appreciate you, Steve.
All right. Guys, what's up, man? Oh, here's a question right here. How does kissing play out on the first or second dates? Do you chill and let the woman initiate it? No, man. So... KISS is set up. Wait, Adriana, you gonna call? Ah, yeah, call in. Come on in. Come on in. Call in, girl. Call in. Call in, Adriana. Hey, there's the number. 515-605-9373. Come on in, Adriana. Call in. Call in. Keep this shit up. I'll have you as a co-host before you know it, girl. Call in. Call in. 515-605-9373. Call in. Call in. There you go. Come on. See that shit? Now she want to call in. She's like, oh, shit. Let me call in. Uh-oh. Hold on. Come on, Adriana. 515-605-9373. Let me see if we got it. Come on in, girl. Yes. Call. Yes. 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 Call in. Call in. 515-605-9373. Come on in. Call in. Come on, Adriana. We want you in. The guys want to. Hey, come on in, girl. Brother, Jay. Until she calls in, I'll talk to you while I'm waiting for her to come in. When she comes in, I'll bring her in. Jay, this is where y'all guys go wrong when it comes to kissing a woman. The kiss does not start on the first. The kiss does not start on the first or second date. Where's Adriana at? Girl, where's she at? Wait, is she coming in? Is she coming in? Hey, Adrian, just call. Come on, call me in. Come in. Come on in. Come on and call in. Come on, call in. Come on, call in. They want. Come on in, girl. Come on in. Come on, call in. Brother, J98, I'm going to hold that question until Adriana comes in. But what I'm saying to you guys, the kiss has to start before the first date. The kiss should start before the two of you even see each other because she's so excited. You remember my little pilot? Let me show you this while we waiting on Adriana to call in, if she's going to call in. All right, let's see. I don't know. If she's going to call in, we'll see. If not, I got to keep going. Adriana, come on, girl, call in. Let me see here. Let me show y'all guys something while we're waiting on her to call in, if she's going to call in. Remember, guys, I told you, look at this. Look at the scheme right here. Remember, I told you guys that you got to, when you get past this point. Hold on, let me turn this question down real quick. Hold on, Oga, I got you on the question. Guys, what I'm saying to y'all is this. What I'm saying to you guys is that you should be at, when you get to number one, that means the kiss is going to be automatic, meaning when hold on a second. All right. So what I'm saying is this. Hold on. Let me see here. What I'm saying is, let me see something. Ease up, Steve. Let me have some. Let's gas up, man. I'm trying to see what y'all are trying to say. Positioning. Da 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 da. What is? I'm trying to see the statement. I don't see the statement. Oak, we got you right now. Hold on a second. All right. I don't know. I guess gas. Maybe the guys are getting excited. I don't know what that means. I don't know. So, guys. All right. Let me get to this question right here. Oak, I guess she's not gonna call in. So that's cool. All right, I guess she's not going to call in. I thought she was going to call in. But getting back to, I'm going to connect this. Hold on. What are using some of the questions from conversation class on speed dating? Well, Oak, you're not using the questions. Oak, you're not using the conversation. You're not using the conversation class correctly. You don't ask her fucking questions. You talk to her, brother. You don't ask that, okay? Oh, you talking about, oh, that gas up is feeling herself. Who's feeling herself? Who are y'all talking about? But what I'm saying is this. You don't ask her questions. That's where the texting toolkit comes in at. Because if you're talking to a woman, you utilize your branch. You utilize your branch, remember? You utilize the branch, Oak. You utilize the branch. The branch is, that's why it's created in the texting toolkit, because when a woman talks to you, you got three ways of communicating with her with the branch alone. So, Oak, what you got to do is take the homework assignments and then go to your texting toolkit and go back and study the branch, because the branch is going to solve everything for you. It's going to line everything up, because when she says something, you'll be able to reply based off of that plus the conversation class. Okay. All right, now her battery died, guys. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Her battery died. She said next time, okay? Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. Y'all can call in. So let's get it. No, that's cool. Hey, you got to take it for a word, okay? Yeah, go ahead and do that. Oak, we got you, dog. Get that schedule in there. But let me get back to what he's saying. I think a lot of you guys don't understand about the kiss, and y'all understand about the sex aspect of the thing, okay? Oh, let's get back to the balance. Okay, I'm sorry. I was about to get to the kiss. Let me get to the balance. Okay. The balance that you have to have as a man is the balance of self. There are four balances: self, women, dating, and sex. I'm not saying sex is not in there, because that's part of the flirting. But you have to have a balance. See, think about it like this. When you don't have a balance, that means you're flooding the market with just sex. Okay, old dog, you're flooding the market with sex. That means all you want to do is have sex versus showing her that you're not like everyone else. What most people don't understand and most people don't get is the most important thing is showing her, not proving yourself, but showing her there's something different about you. Guys, I got to show you that motherfucking sexy ass chick with that motherfucking message. All the time, guys, this is what you want. This is what you want right here. I got to tell you, if you don't get this, you're doing it wrong. That's what you want. But how do you get that? You get it through the balance. You get that through the balance of showing her that you don't operate like every other guy. Yes, you're sexually attracted, okay? You're sexually attracted to her. Follow me on that. I mean, I'm losing track. Okay. What I'm saying is this, is that what I'm saying for all you guys, it has to be a balance. And if without the balance, gentlemen, you're going to teeter. You're going to teeter. That's why I was showing you the guy in the video. Okay, gentlemen, and let's look at the guy in the video again. That's why I was showing you. And if you look at how he's walking, he's coming with balance. It's everything that we're talking about is balance. You have got to go straight through. You cannot veer to the left. You cannot veer to the right. Remember I told you the sex highway. Same thing with the sex highway. It's no different. What did I tell you? You got to go straight ahead, because as soon as you veer, something's going to go wrong. And that's why you got to remain focused on showing her the qualities that you have of yourself. The qualities. Remember I was telling you guys, remember what I told you? The qualities of yourself. You see, gentlemen, the one thing that you guys do not do is you're not showing her why you. You're not showing her why. why should she, out of all the guys, why me? That's the thing that you got to ask them. Why me? You got to think that way. Because the only way you're going to win with this is following that plan. Following that plan. But in order to follow the plan correctly, you have got to look at yourself and ask yourself, like, think about this. What is my mission? What is it I'm trying to get? And gentlemen, I know y'all trying to fuck. I get it. I know y'all want pussy. I know. I mean, I understand you want to fuck. I get it. I get it. But you're not going to fuck when you're thirsty. You're not going to fuck when you can't show her more. You want to show characteristics in yourself that most guys can't show. And that means going beyond high school. Going beyond high school. That means going to a place to find what is good about you. When you can read the woman and understand where she's coming from, when you can sit around and say, okay, you know what? Check this out. This is what kind of woman she is. Okay? And this is the kind of man that I am. I am not trying to please her. Guys, I'm telling you, man, I know someone that her and I are polar opposites. Polar opposites. All right? I like video games. She might not. I like potato chips. And she doesn't. I like biscuits and she doesn't. She likes to read books and I like audio books. I mean, it's polar opposites, right? But why would her and I come together? Because of the emotional connection. Everything, see, what y'all don't understand, remember I told y'all to draw two circles and understand how a game works. See, y'all guys are always thinking that you're not compatible because things outside of yourself don't match up. That's not compatibility. That's not compatibility to me. I can be air, sand, and water to any woman because I don't come in with judgments. I don't come in with judgments. I if she loves to read books, if she's a perfectionist, if she loves fucking pork chops, right? Check peep game. If she loves pork chops, I'm just giving an example. Let's say she loves pork chops, right? Let's say she loves pork chops. How can I elevate pork chops? God damn it, let's go to the culinary school. You know what? I got an idea. Why don't you take a knife, slice inside the pork chop, stuff it with spinach and cheese, tie it up, get some shake and bake, pop that motherfucker in some shake and bake, pop that shit in the oven and see what's up. Right there, guys, game. Because right there, I'm saying that, look, I love pork chops, but I'm just giving you an example. If I didn't like pork chops, I'm not going to judge her for liking pork chops. What I'm going to do is I'm going to appreciate her for what the fuck she is instead of being what I think I want her to be. See, the reason why you win the game when you allow people to be themselves is that you're letting them be themselves. You see what I'm saying? Right, cordon bleu, all that good shit, man. You can do all that stuff, man. You can say, take the pork chop, right? Look, check this out. Get some ham. You can get some ham and cream cheese. Layer the spinach. Put the cheese on there. Roll that son of a bitch up. Slit the motherfucking pork chop. Stuff the ham in there. Tie that motherfucker up. put it in some shake and bake and bake that bitch. See, that's game, guys. That's game right there. Even though we might not like, I do like pork chop, but I'm just saying that's game right there, because what you're doing is you're saying, I see you for who you are, not for what you do. I don't care what she does. And what I do is what I do, and what they do is what they do. I don't match up with every woman because I'm a big-ass kid. You know, some women find video games, watching wrestling, Netflix, watching movies, and all that shit childish, right? But as for them guys, they're fine with me doing it. They're fine with me doing it. Well, hey, Mark, we can even get deeper than that. We can go, you know what, go get some Minute Maid rice, get some cheddar and broccoli motherfucking rice, cook that shit up, put that shit on the, put the rice, put the spinach and the cheese in that motherfucker and tie it up, put it in some shake and bake and bake that shit. That's game right there. That's game right there. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not talking about, I'm just giving y'all examples. What I'm saying to y'all guys out there, most of you guys look at women and say, we have nothing in common because she likes doing this and I like doing that. That doesn't mean that y'all don't have anything in common. It means that, you know what, I'm open to you. See, women don't want to date themselves, but I'm open to you. And not only open to you, I want to learn about you. See, y'all don't want to take the time to learn about the woman. And I'm just using pork chops. If I know, guys, y'all really wanted to, guys, I got more game with the pork chop. Check this one out. What about this one? Cut up some motherfucking potatoes. Put us, hey, dog, not even cut up potatoes. You can have mashed potatoes in that motherfucker. You can stuff that, look, you can take some ham, layer it with some cream cheese. Put some motherfucking rice on that bitch, a little bit of potatoes, motherfucking spinach and cheese, and roll that bitch up and stuff that shit in the motherfucking the pork chop. But guys, that's game right there. That's game. No, Maurice, it has not dropped yet. It's not out yet. I'll let you know. I'll let y'all know when it drops, brother. But no, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. What's important is to learn women. But not learn what they do. What they do is what they do, but y'all are too focused. See, the balance says this, that I want to know what you do, because what happens if I can elevate what you do? Hey, 1976, thank you, brother, for the super chat, brother. What I'm saying to y'all guys is listen to the game right here. Let me check the phone lines while I'm spitting this shit. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Okay, lines are open. Guys, I won't gonna be on too much longer, but I just want to say to y'all, listen. This is how the game works. You find out what they like and put interest in what they like, not to try. Well, Rod, we haven't even got to when we got the shake and bake out. Yeah, we can drizzle a motherfucking cream sauce. Brother, I'm sorry. I know we ain't talking about pork. I'm sorry, man. I'm just saying that there's so many ways to create that if you can just show her just one thing, you separate yourself. Because what you're doing is elevating something she likes to do that she hasn't even thought of. Glaze, right? You can glaze that motherfucker down, dog. You can glaze it down. Dog, you know what I would do if I was doing those pork chops, man? I would do that shit. If I was over house, you know how I'd do it, dog? Once it gets out the oven, I'm gonna get a nice wine glaze on the bottom of that bitch. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put the glaze on the bottom of the plate. I'm gonna slice the pieces of the pork chop, and I'm gonna layer them on a diagonal layer over top of the wine. And then, come on, man. They ain't ready for the game, brother. Come on, man. A cream sauce, all that shit, y'all. See, y'all are thinking now. See, but I'm not just using pork chops. I'm just giving y'all an idea. I'm not talking about the cream sauce that come between your legs, motherfucker. But yes, but what I'm saying to y'all guys, I'm saying to y'all guys out there, that's how it works. And that's why I wanted to work for you. Because, hold on. What I'm saying is this. When you have the balance, you don't get mad or angry because she has a mindset and a thought process which she likes. What's going to separate you as an original? I know, Cody. Hey, Cody, y'all know. Hey, Cody, I swear to God, every time I watch that show, I'm like, God damn it, he make the prettiest fucking food. But that's what I learned in home economics in the fifth grade, and she was in seventh grade. But when I watched that show, that's why I told him to watch Hannibal. Because if they watch how he make those meals, oh my God, man, it'll make her pussy wet as fuck if you make dishes like that. But what I'm saying is this, is that I want you guys out here, okay? I want you guys out here to understand something. You don't try to change her. You elevate whatever it is she is, so then that's the draw in. Because the average guy is not going to elevate. The average guy is not going to pay attention. Remember, you've got to pay attention and listen and read between the lines when a woman says something. Okay? Educate her. Show her things. But as well, show her your side. Show her who you are. And just because, listen, if she's a perfectionist and she's all about like a bookworm and all that other shit, and she doesn't like motherfuckers like me, you want to know why she's going to like a motherfucker like me? Because I'm connecting here. I'm not connecting on a physical. I'm connecting on a mental. You see what I'm saying? And that's where I want you guys to connect with women. If you can connect with women on a mental level, you win. Because women are not used to individuals that connect that way. I want to know the things about her because everything I know about her gives me the opportunity to elevate whatever it is. How can I elevate it and show her? How can I elevate it and show her that, you know what, that I'm listening to what she's saying because I pay attention. But also letting her know that we're free of judgment. We're a judgment-free area. I want to know you for what the fuck you are and who the fuck you don't even know you are. Because I want to bring things out of you. Because the more things you bring out of them, the more they're going to see you as something different because they see things in themselves that they couldn't even imagine. And when you show them that, man, that's how it works, man. It doesn't matter, man. Y'all motherfuckers sitting here coming up with all these ideas and shit. My girl made lasagna with meatballs and Italian sausage and but God damn, well, y'all mother, y'all. Black, thank you for the man. I'm going to go around with this phone thing, man. I got some work to do, man. I ain't got much time. Let me see here. I got about 10 more minutes with y'all motherfuckers. We're going to chop it up for about 10 more minutes. So, listen, at the end of the day, man, we got to focus on building. And all y'all motherfuckers passing recipes in this motherfucker. Fuck y'all. I love y'all dogs, man. Y'all my dogs, man. Y'all my dogs. I got love for y'all. I love y'all. Y'all some bad motherfuckers, but y'all can be much better. What I'm saying to you guys out there, I want you to build you, okay? Well, no, Paul H., I got for free when she comes over. Hold on, let me show you my little cake-ass meals. Let me show you my When She Comes Over commercial. That's what it's called, When She Comes Over. Because I want you guys to learn how to cook desserts for women, man. I want y'all to be some bad motherfuckers. Where's the When She Comes? Oh, wait, I think it's under here. Let me give y'all a When She Comes Over commercial ad real quick to show you your boy's dessert culinary. Well, I'm not from a culinary school. I'm from the culinary school of me.
The Man Mindset presents When She Comes Over, a cooking show for men who want to show a woman why he's the opportunity and not the option. Steve is here to show you how to make simple dishes that can win her mind, her heart, and her body. One thing a woman loves most is a creative man, one who can make her toes curl in the bedroom, and one who can make her toes curl in the kitchen.
So, guys, I'm all things. I keep telling y'all, man, I am all motherfucking things, guys. Oh, yeah, the French toast, man. Oh, man. Guys, gentlemen, tell me, hey, peep game. How about, have y'all ever made a woman a croissant French toast? A croissant French toast? Where you have the French toast, you have fruit, and you have yogurt, fresh squeezed orange juice. And if she likes toast or not, you slice. Come on, man. Come on, that's game right there. That's game right there. That's game right there. A croissant French toast. Come on, that's game right there. But see, that's what I want. See, this is what's different about this channel. I want you guys. Yeah, the croissant French toast, man. Oh man, let me see something. Anyway, let me show you my screen. Hey, there you go. Let me. I gotta print my screen real quick. Give me a second. I had to print my screen. So, hold on a second. It's a screen print. There you go. That's the screen right there. Not even switching. That's the screen. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is this: is that you want to make sure that when you make it, what you make it. You got to make sure you make it you're making, and you want to make something for her. Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hey, you got any questions going to ask, guys? What I'm saying to you guys out there is this. The more you create things for yourself that you can share with her, the more she's going to see you as somebody else. She's not going to see you like the other guys out there. And that's why when y'all see the women that leave the text messages and stuff, why they love that. They love a man that just has a broad range of creativity. That's what they want. Someone that can give them mental stimulation. And it doesn't have to be food. It can be time. These are the things that I want you guys to build on. Because if you're building on these things, you win. Okay? That's what we're saying. All of these things you build on, you win. So guys, if y'all have any other questions, we'll go one more round of questions before we wrap this up. But we want to make sure that y'all soak this up. Okay, I got a question here, and it'll be the last question of the day. Let's get what you got, real. Let's see what you got. Tell all the chat room dogs about the new series called Love. Called Love Life. I got first episode tells everything you keep telling us about. But I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch it. Matter of fact, I'm not doing nothing tonight. I'll set my thing up for that. Okay, I'll set my thing up for it. Okay. All right, guys. I'll definitely do that. So y'all want y'all guys to check that out. I'll check it out. It's called Love Life. Okay. I'll check it out. Yeah. I'll check it out. Definitely will. But guys, at the end of the day, this is all about you. This is about you growing. This is about you being the men that I know you can be. You'll never have the issues and the problems that you're having today if you just focus on you. And I know it's something that's easily said, but hard to do because a lot of you guys don't push yourselves. A lot of you guys don't do that. But we want you to push yourself. The more you push yourself, the more you're going to win in this, okay? That's what we want you to do is push yourself. Push yourself to win. Push yourself to move. Push yourself to think. And when you do that, you win, okay? Guys, y'all are great men. Guys, but you know what? Outside of pushing yourselves, there's one thing I need y'all to motherfucking do, regardless if y'all push yourselves or not. At the end of the motherfucking day, guys, what I need you guys to do before you wrap things up in your life at the night, go ahead and go to the graveyard and think about that. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. That's the only thing I ask you guys to do, is to keep working on yourselves, keep pushing yourselves, and be great, okay? But what I'm saying is like, you know, I was telling someone about, guys, take tortillas, cut them in four, heat up the, I think I did that. Matter of fact, when she comes over, I have that. You cut the tortillas, you boil them in the oil, and then you put cinnamon, you drizzle cinnamon on that shit. And then what you do with the ice, like, all right, let me show y'all some game real quick. Let me show y'all something. This is what y'all said. Remember I told you motherfuckers to buy this shit. I know y'all didn't buy it, but I always told you guys to get this thing. Where the fuck is it at? I think it's on. I told you to get it. Because you remember I told you if you have a woman over at your place and you have this and you have the cinnamon tortilla or tortilla, I say tortilla because I'm using that Texas twang, that it's totally different. And let me give you an example. Where is it at? Before I wrap this up, I want to give you an example of how it looks. Guys, hey, y'all remember, I still have the version. You remember this? You remember I was talking to the chick at the Walmart a long time when I made that meal? I still got that shit. I still got that shit. Let me see here. Where is that motherfucking? Hold on, here we go. Let me find that shit. Wait, I got to find out where I put it at. Did I delete it? I think I deleted it. Shit. I think I have it. Let's see if I have it. But, gentlemen, remember I told you that ice cream thing is like only $10, but you can make your own ice cream. And if you make your own ice cream, you can take those chips and put that not in the ice cream, on the side as a garnish. So it's so much gain to be had in this thing, man. And you just gotta be able to soak it up. The more you soak it up, the more you're going to win, okay? So that's what we want you guys to do, okay? With that being said, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Hey, guys, y'all are great men, man. Appreciate all you guys, man. What you say? Oh, yeah, hey, freelance. Yeah, man. Hey, dog, not only did she follow me to the parking lot, you remember she waited for me? Freelance, she waited for me to go say something. This shit is too goddamn easy. Let's see. I know your ex-man can't call. No, not Hunt. I'm fucking with Call of Duty, Madden. I'm not playing Madden. I'm waiting for the new one to come out. I forgot what I'm playing. I forgot the other game, but I'll look it up. I'll look it up, brother. Hey, I'll look it up, dog. I'll check it out. Yeah, what you want to do? Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Oh, you mix up cinnamon and sugar. Yeah. It's cinnamon, not sugar. Cinnamon. Okay. But, guys, I appreciate y'all, man. Zoolander, y'all tripping, man. All right, man. Hey, man, I'm out, man. I got some work to do, man. I got some business to take care of, so I appreciate you motherfuckers. Like, subscribe, share, guys. Got any questions, hit me up at themanmindset@gmail.com. themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, y'all be good. I'm out. What's up, baby? Can you hear me? What you doing, baby? What you doing right now? Oh, you're passing out. Oh, man, you had me laugh. Do you see I dedicated the end of the show to you with the potato, with the pork chop? Yeah, baby. I wasn't texting anybody else. I was waiting for you to reply.
See. So the jealous you popped out thought I was taking somebody else out. Hey, did you listen to the track yet? I want you to listen to the track. What'd you want to say? No, they weren't attacking you. Okay. No, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, okay, okay. He went out on a date with her. Okay? He went out on a date with her. And she said it was at the end of the day, and he was saying, hey, you know what, let's go back to, I got my car here, let's go back to my place. The woman said, hey, you know what, well, I had a great time. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm getting me an Uber. The guy says, wait, well, what are you talking about? I just spent $600 on you on a meal. What are you talking about? I thought we were going to spend more time together. And she was like, no, I'm okay. You know, it was a great time, and I'll go. I'm ready to go home. And he got mad because he was like, wait a second. Hold on. Wait, what do you mean that you didn't want to go out with me and all this other stuff? And then she's like, what are you talking about? I thought we were just hanging out. And he was like, but no, that's not cool. You know, I spent all this money. And then she said to him that you've been asking me to go out for 3 months. You've been asking me to go out for 3 months. So you take me to a restaurant. I'm sorry? Okay. But baby. You got to understand, every woman is not going to play fair. If you say, okay, look, okay, if you're trying, okay, things are like this, baby. He's trying to manipulate the situation by impressing her with an expensive meal so he can get her to his place to fuck. That's all he's trying to do. He's trying to fuck her, right? She. Baby, please listen. Baby, I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand the guys today. They don't know how to talk to women. So what they do is they think taking to an expensive restaurant is impressive, where if I take you there and I buy you a meal, that means you have to fuck me, or that means you got to. And remember, here's the thing. She picked the place. He could have said no, but he said yes. Remember, she picked the place. She said, I want to eat here. And you know what? He said, okay. I know, but baby, everybody doesn't play fair. There are women out there that's going, no, but she ain't running men because I'm sure she's fucking someone like me on the side for free. She ain't doing that shit to a motherfucker like me. She's doing it to a sucker that allows it, baby. That's what's going on. That's all it is. I understand. Okay. Yeah, but baby, you gotta understand. Okay, the average guy thinks by impressing you with a fancy meal, you're going to fuck him. That's just how they think. I didn't say it was right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how they think. They automatically assume that you gotta fuck them if they take you out. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what they think. So, and the woman has already told them, I'm not interested in you. I'm not. And they keep bugging and bugging and bugging. So they're like, all right, fuck it. If you want to take me out for a free meal, but a lot of women do this. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, no, baby, let's just go. And nothing happens. And then they get mad at the woman for telling him no. See the guy, if you listen, oh, I got to see the thing. But if you listen to the video, what did he do? Let's go to my place. Look. For dinner, let's go to my place. You see? Okay. They're not going to watch it. He's not asking her to go to watch Netflix, baby. He's trying to fuck. You're trying to be funny. Right. What's that? Baby, okay. He didn't say it. But if you listen to how he was talking, he wanted to fuck. He was acting like a fucking bitch, baby. He was crying. He was not crying, but he was complaining. To a point he said, you know what, let's split the bill now. Let's split the bill. Well, but that's my point. He's saying, no, let's split the bill right here. You give me this amount of money. What? Nigga. That's what I'm saying, babe. You got, yeah. Yeah, it's not, well, but here's the thing. I can't knock a woman for getting a free meal. Fuck it. If she get a free meal, get one. Go ahead. Get one. Because think about all the cakes that you talk to, right? What are they trying to do all the time? They want to take you out, right? Take you out to eat, right? Even though you paying for half, or I guess sometimes whatever, they want to take you out. Okay, well, they want to take you. Why? Because, okay, but baby, why? You got to ask the why. Right, so you're smart enough to keep out the obligation. But here's the thing. Even though they know that you're saying, okay, well, there's going to be no sex, they're still taking you out because they're hoping that maybe I can say or do something and she's going to fuck me. Oh, jeez, I understand that, but these women don't like. So you paid your bill and sucked some dick, baby. Come on, stop that. Right, but stop. We're not trying. I'm not talking about my dick. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying it is. Yeah. So. But she told him for 3 months. Right. The writing was on the wall. The writing's on the wall. Right, but look at the other Spanish. What about the Spanish guy? Did you hear that bitch? Did you hear the Spanish guy? Dirt motherfucker. But that's how they think. He couldn't even. And I didn't mean to be. I'm not trying to be racist, but goddamn, I was to a point where I was gonna make a phone call and have somebody talk to him in Spanish. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How's your phone? Your phone's up. Yeah. Did you charge your phone up? No. I wanted you on the phone so you could talk about that Spanish guy. Not the bitch. I want to talk to you about the Spanish guy who, But he's a. But But he set it up. He was okay. Okay, right. They played games, but he said, I'm bored. Dude. He said, I'm bored. Yeah, the bigger problem to me for all those people is that she's not doing that to a man. She is not doing that shit right there. And the reason, and again, you got to understand that there's a lot of women out there that are going to take advantage of suckers. That's just how it is. I can't get mad. He allowed it to happen. He allowed it. That's why I can't blame the woman. He allowed it to happen. She could have said no. Yes, that's true. I'll give her 1%. She could have said no. But I blame 99% on that motherfucker for doing that stupid shit. But baby, but who starts it first? Who lies first? The woman or the guy? It's the guy that lies. It's the guy that's disingenuous. It's the guy that's playing games. It's the guy that's bullshitting. It's the guy that wants pussy. It's the guy that's going to beat around the bush. The woman is just... Okay, you're absolutely right. Excuse me, baby, I get what you're saying. You're right. But what I'm saying is that he knew that he wasn't going to get any pussy. He knew 3 months ago he wasn't getting any pussy. He knew it. He knew it. Come on, man. Yes. There you go. Absolutely. I totally agree. Absolutely. Yeah, yes. I loved it, yes. Yes, but he knew. So what he did, he tried to do a sucker move. Okay, where you want to go eat? Well, I want to go eat here. Okay. And he motherfucking knew. He could have said no. He didn't say security. He said okay. He didn't say security. He said okay. He said okay. And but he was a sucker from the McGlove. Have you ever seen? Okay, you don't watch this. Three months ago. Hey, and guess what? She gonna fuck somebody for free. Yeah. No. Yeah, wait. Yeah, what's food? Oh my god. Dude, did you see how many combinations we came up with pork chops? Right, and apples. Do you like the apple or the orange? What the fuck are apples and orange got to do with this shit? Why would you tell a woman about apples and fucking oranges? He's one of those pill guys. See, he's generalizing women. He's like all women. And I said, okay, you say all women are fucking... No, but not even the kid couldn't even give me an answer. Tell me what happened to you. No, they do this. No, not they. You. So. Well, no, it's something because he's the fault. He's just like the guy with the $600. Man, look, it's like going to a strip club. Giving a woman a bunch of 50s and she ain't fucking you, you get mad at the stripper. Come on, man. Come on, dude. Yeah, sushi. Yeah. Yeah, sushi is bad. Yeah, this guy's worth. Yeah. He got mad because I told him everybody can't be a man. You can't. The world doesn't work. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not about your feelings. I'm about telling you the truth. And the bottom line is, you're the problem. All you're doing is bitching. I mean, what the fuck? Why would she want to be with someone like you? I mean, you're weird. I mean, what? You can't even answer the three questions. Like, why you? You couldn't even answer that shit. You couldn't even answer that. So, baby. Did you see my shower picture? Did you see me in the shower? Oh, I was a cute. You said you don't like the bubbles in the shower. Oh, see. Oh man. Yeah. He's like about to rip my head off. Who are you talking to? I said, you were like, who are you talking to? Who are you texting? The clown. Yeah. Yeah. By not talking about it. Oh, my goodness. Right. Hey, no. Hola, my name is... No, we send the Spanish guy with the market, the market guy. We send the RF, we send the IRS guy. We send the IRS guy. You're gonna have me to yourself on the level. appreciate it. I make you everything. Yeah, I like that. I like making you everything. Carrie stays with us. I get it now. Because all right, because my money's your money, right? Is that a fact? Oh man. Yeah, the better vacation, right. I hear you, Wow. Wait, oh, yeah, wait, Uber. Hey, what's a new one? Uber. Hey, Steve, is that a biscuit over there? Where? Uber. Steve, potato chips. Uber. Steve, Netflix show, Uber. Fucking that biscuit, I guess. Shit, I won't be getting a pussy from you. You'll be gone. Oh my goodness. Oh shit. That'd be fucked up. Just don't throw a pickle because I ain't moving then. You just throw that pickle. I don't want that pickle. Fuck that. Where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Jake, it's going to be the potato chips. We're going to have a biscuit. We're going to watch some of the rest of it. We're going to watch the video game. Oh, man. God, that's a dope date. That's a dope date. Never look at the changes the same. You have to look at the changes the same. It's so bad. And we'll wash it down with a slice of pizza and shit.
Yeah, what's up, baby? You okay now? Yeah, what happened? You okay? I said, you okay? Yeah, okay. Oh, my goodness. Shit, a pizza slice has got to be about $3. Shit. Shit. Oh, man. He knew it since day one. He knew it since day one. Right. You want me to see the video so you can watch it?
Oh, man. I got a lot of dough on the back end today. It was a good day today. Well, no, they I think they took what you were saying the wrong way. That's all. That was all. Yeah, it was very fun. What's this? Oh, you like? Oh, yeah, you like that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it does. Well. I can, but I don't want them on there because there's an incident happened to one of my boys. he gave out the links, right? People came on, and some guy pulled out his dick and, like, you know, so I was like, nah, I'm gonna avoid that shit. I'm a boy. Yeah, I'm gonna avoid that shit. Some weirdo, but no, but the thing is, it's gotta be a thing. See, if I bring them on, they're gonna think they're equal. And they're gonna think that their opinion matters and shit, you know what I mean? If they're on with me as equals. That's why I don't mind having the guys that I have on with me. Because we all think alike, but I can't have a loser on that with me thinking that he can talk with me, you know, game, you know what I mean? Yeah. I told you they weird, they a bunch of bitches, baby. Wait, you didn't go to Popeye's today, did you? Okay, so you went. Okay. Yeah, I was waiting to go to Popeye's with you and shit. Yeah. I was thinking about probably going to McDonald's right now and grab something. No, I'm not going to talk to you. I was thinking about going to get something. Well, you see the title of the track I wrote for you, didn't you? You see the title? Try to fall asleep. Man, you... Yeah. That's what's got it. If you live in Houston, that's how we'd have to get minutes here and there. It'll be difficult. And just managing. It's all about managing. Man, whatever. I'm sorry, there's a bad connection. I couldn't hear anything.
No, there's a bad connection.
you're still exhausted, aren't you? No, I'm saying you said, you woke up at 4. I think you said 4 o'clock. Right? Oh man, I caked a little bit on the song though. the track, I caked a little bit on the track, but you understand, yeah. Listen, why don't you do this? Listen, why don't you go listen to it now and call me back? Yeah, listen. It's only like 4 minutes. I don't know. It's only, just listen to it. Call me back. I'm here. I'm here. Okay, baby? All right. Bye-bye.
It wasn't the way.